WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, after a young man's deadly shooting in Middlesex County, prosecutors say they have made an arrest.
Carteret resident 27-year-old Malik Pandy was gunned down outside a home along Lincoln Avenue last Wednesday afternoon. Another man was also shot and rushed to a local hospital. On Sunday, 29-year-old Yakeem Cornegay, also of Carteret, surrendered to police. He's charged with murder, attempted murder, aggravated assault, and weapons offenses. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
New Jersey news made possible by Capital One Shopping. Capital One Shopping searches for and applies available coupon codes. What's in your wallet? Savings and available coupons vary. Massachusetts' highest court on Tuesday rejects a bid by ExxonMobil to dismiss a lawsuit brought by that state that accuses the oil giant of misleading the public about the role its fossil fuels play in causing climate change. The lawsuit alleges Exxon launched an effort reminiscent of the tobacco industry's long denial campaign about the dangerous effects of cigarettes. The pace of event planning in New Jersey is quickening, more than 2 years after such celebrations were completely shut down when the COVID outbreak began. Wedding trends are one thing, but Corrine Stacia Thomas, founder of Absolute Events by Corrine and Carney, says people are willing to spend money to gather even when they're spending more in their everyday lives on gas and food.
People are busting out. Everybody wants to go somewhere. Everybody wants to do something, which is also, I mean, we have a recession, but it's also driving the prices up for things, which is a whole other story.
Absolute Events by Corrine used to do weddings, but Thomas says she's moved away from that. Much of what she concentrates on now are corporate events, and those haven't returned to pre-pandemic levels. She expects that won't happen until at least next year. The Boss is gearing up for the road again. Bruce Springsteen announcing he and the E Street Band will begin a tour next February in the United States, followed by stadium shows beginning in April 2023 in Europe. Further details are forthcoming. Springsteen and the E Street Band's last album was Letter to You, released back in 2020. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click On Demand. Not a clear picture yet for the weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 has weather information just for you and your part of the Garden State. Online and on our app, you can check current conditions, watch radar, set up weather alerts to be sent to your phone, and know what's coming up in our five-day forecast. The latest technology, combined with Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's forecasts, let you plan your day, plan your week, and stay safe. NJ1015.com/weather. Visit us online or on our free app today.
Here's New Jersey fast traffic.
Well, it looks like the traffic is slowing down a lot on the Garden State Parkway southbound side around the Union area. The New Jersey Turnpike so far, well, it looks like we do have a new problem on the Turnpike. The northbound side of the truck lanes coming up towards exit 12. It looks like we've got some kind of debris spill that's in the middle of the roadway, so look out for that. Also, Route 9 coming south in Woodbridge over by Green Street, you've got a crash. It's the left lane that's closed. Route 1 through Edison has also started to bunch up a bit. And Route 9 and 70 through Lakewood, you've got some delays to watch out for as well. Leaving New Jersey across the Hudson, looks like the worst to do would be the Lincoln Tunnel. That's about a 5 to 10 minute delay. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south. So your backup said 295 southbound forming up at exit 28, Black Horse Pike, down through to exit 26. And speaking of Black Horse Pike, Runnymede area is going to be a little tricky on Black Horse Pike southbound. The exit ramp to 295 partially blocked off where a truck broke down. So give them some space. And we also have Mill Road closed in Egg Harbor both ways, California Ave through to Ohio Ave until 5 p.m. for repairs. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 3:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Whether it's a leaking water heater, clogged toilet, or your AC not working, you'll be in good hands with Guaranteed Service. For a limited time, tune up your AC for only $77 and guarantee no breakdowns for the entire summer season, or the repair is free. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com.
Jersey Radio.
It's always great to listen to you guys.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Still no clear resolution on the big Memorial Day weekend forecast. It is going to rain late day Friday, but will hit or miss showers and thunderstorms linger throughout the holiday weekend, or will pleasant high pressure build in? It's still a waiting game. We will keep you posted. Tonight looks quiet and dry and cool. Might need a light jacket with lows in the lower 50s, scattered clouds overhead. Tomorrow, not bad. Partly sunny and dry, highs in the upper 60s, and again hanging out around 65 to 70 on Thursday with increasing clouds and a chance of a shower. Now, Friday is going to be much warmer and way more humid. Highs pop to around 80 with mostly cloudy skies, and then showers and thunderstorms arrive eventually on Friday, too. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Ewing, it's 67. Pennsauken, 70. Berkeley Heights, 65. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.